Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel in the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting with Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis in the bottom. The Gemara speaks about eating rice. Says the Gemara, HaKoises Es HaOiris. Someone eats rice, raw rice. Oimer Olov Boire Minei Ziroinim. So you have a special bracha. The Gemara here holds the bracha you say is Boire Minei Ziroinim. So it already means the seeds that you plant, and that's what you varach on it. He baked it and cooked it. Even though there's still pieces, you can see. You don't say hamoitzi on this. You say bury my name on rice. You don't do a bracha after it. Either we mean you say bury nefashas after it, as the Haredim says, or we mean, as the Gemara is going to say later, that this one the Amar holds, you don't say any bracha achoyna, as Rab Chaim explains. Says the Gemara in Daf, Sarach Gimel Udalef, Revir mi Amar, boi re priya adoma. The bracha you do on rice is boi priya adoma. But merino boruch kamer zeiru vikomi rabchio barvo. He did a bracha in front of these Amaroim. And what did he do the bracha? Shakol niyab bidvar. When he ate rice, he said shakol. Rav Shimon Chasido imer, boi re minei madanim. Different bracha. We don't have this bracha today. Yerushalmi has this bracha. Says the Gemara, "Av Yisim Avoyin V'Loi Pligin." There's no machlekes between these opinions. Man, no one boyer minei mizayno is what he means to say. Bahu de Ovid Bul, meaning that it's combined together to one, and it looks like a bread. That's what Haredim explains. Then you say boyer minei mizaynos. Man, the mar boyer pi adomo. When you say adomo on rice, bahu de boyer, the one that you could see each piece of rice on its own is very clear. Then you say boy piyadama because it's considered to be that you're saying bracha on the item that grows from the ground. The one who says this shakol ba'u the shalik, according to this girsa, that it's cooked very well. It's so cooked it almost became like liquid, like water. Then you say shakol the Vilna Gaon is goyris the shochik, meaning it was grind very much. This type of bracha. Ba'ud Torif. Reb Chaim explains that he added to it honey and other spices and made it very delicious. So they made the special bracha of Boyer Minei Ma'adanim. Says the Gemara Ad Kedo in Betchilah. That's the bracha in the beginning when you ate it. Besoif, what about in the end? Reb Yoini B'Shem Shimon Chasido Asher Boro Minei Ma'adanim La'aden Be'em Nefesh Kolchai Bracha To Hashem Ala Oretz Val Ma'adoneo. This is a special bracha that Yerushalmi has, which is the same of the Be'a Bori Nefashos, but instead we speak about Ma'adanim, special delicious food. Says the Gemara of Abba Bar Yaakov Shor Yitzchok Rubo, he said, Rebbe Kishaya Oichel Bosor or Beitzo, when Rebbe used to eat meat or egg, Hayoimer Shabor Nefashos Rabois, La'achers Be'a Nefesh Kolchai, Bukhato Hashem Chayo Elomim. So God created many creatures, many living creatures, to give sustenance to all the nefashos in the world. Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei Olamim, which Baruch Hu is giving life to the world. And he said it specifically, the Yerushalmi learns, he's saying it on things which are living creatures, like an egg that comes from a chicken, or we're talking about meat that came from an animal. And that's where the bracha belongs. And the Yerushalmi says, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei Olamim, not like the Bavli, and like our minog, that we say Baruch Chayei Olamim without Shem Hashem. Says Mu'ad Kedoyim B'soif. That's in the end when he finished to eat egg or meat. What about B'tchilo? What about before they ate it? Omav Chagai Boyrei Minei Nefashos. That's the bracha that he had. Boyrei Minei Nefashos. It's the bracha that he created Nefashos. He said, Rav Yosi, so Rav Yosi asked the question. Famastisu Pligo. We have a braise that says otherwise. It says, Ala Choymetz Vala Guvai Vala Nervlois, meaning vinegar or different types of grasshoppers, or dates that fell from the tree, who remesha kol niabid voroi. Vadin guvai lav mi nefeshu. One of the other things on the list is grasshopper. Grasshopper is a living creature. And according to what we just said, the bracha should be boirei minei nefashos, not shakol. So you see that they are holding, according to the braiso, that the bracha is supposed to be shakol. Says ma'asid of shir chasido kerebi v'divrei shneim kirangam lil. So according to some of the mefarshim, pshat is, Rabbi Shimon Chasido that said there's a bracha achoyna for rice, he goes like Rebbe that says there's a bracha achoyna for meat and eggs. And they both agree with Rabbi Gamliel, that we'll see in a moment, that says there's a bracha achorina for every type of food. Now the Chachomim, they hold, the bracha achorina is only on certain type of foods. What's the brisa that says, Tani zeh klal sh'Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Read the said name Rabbi Gamliel, kol shehu mimin shiva, anything which is shiva samini. Ve'einu mimin dogon, but it's not a bread, it's not wheat or barley. Min dogon v'lo yafoy pas. Or it is coming from wheat or barley, but it did not turn into bread. So then, Gamliel says, you say a full Birkas HaMazon even in these. You say only one bracha, main shalosh, so that's the bracha that we say on Shiva Saminim, or anything which is not bread. Something which is not Shiva Saminim. Dogger is not one of the five grains. You have a bracha before, and you have a bracha after. You say a bracha before, but not after. According to Chachomim, bracha achrona, the bracha after the food, is only shiva seminim and grains. Anything else does not have a bracha after the food. And that's what Gemara referred before, that anybody who says there's a bracha achrona after rice has to go like the shita of Rav Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Yaakov Avidi b'shem Rav Chanino, kol shukein soiles v'kein chalito, means something that was cooked, like a soilus, they took the flour and they put it into the pan. Or chalito, which you put flour into water and you boil it. So then, umichamesh, I mean, and it is coming from the five grains. This is really the classic mezoinus. It is not baked, it is cooked. So here you say, and you say, which is ala mechia. Continues the one, it says, Choshu, kein soilus, kein chalito. Again, you're putting it, cooking it in water. Ve'einu mechamesh zamin is now one of the five grains. Meaning, as Amara pulled to explain, we're talking about things like rice. Says the Gemara, Dav Samech Gimon, the base, Omav Yoino, Sholach Rav Zeir, Gabe Ilin, the base, Rav Yana, he sent the question to the house of Rav Yana. For Omun Li, they answered, Leis on a yodo, Ma Omun Li. Says, I don't know what he told me. I mean, we don't know what the sheet of Rav Yana is. Or that he knew and he forgot, so we don't know the halacha. What do you say? What's the bracha to say on rice? What's the bracha before? What's the bracha after? Says the Maikadon. So what's the halacha? Meaning you have to say shakol on rice which is cooked, not like the Bavli that says you have to do boyer min mezoinus, as the Chareini points out. Says the Gemara, Avirmi boy adin do'ochel soilus ma'olim mivricho b'soifo. The Mefarshim discuss over here, we're talking about flour, raw flour, is what usually soilus means, or we're talking about actual kernels of wheat, which is not flour. But I'll call upon in this mandama holds that the bracha you said in the beginning is Bori Pri Adama. So the question is, do you have a special bracha achorina, which will be ala Adama Pri Adama? Will that be a special bracha achorina that you say on Bori Pri Adama on these pieces of wheat that either turn to flour or not? Says the Gemara, that was the reason Yirmiyah did not eat soilus in his lifetime, because meaning alone, because he did not want to come to a suffix brachis, because he doesn't know what to do bracha achrayin. And the Gemara goes on to explain, meaning the big problem was not the bracha rishon. The bracha rishon, you can say shakol, anything you don't know what to say, you say shakol. But the problem is, what do you do bracha achrayin? Because if you're going to say a special bracha achrayin, you're going to end with ala adomo, ala pri adomo. And that's not the nusach bracha. Nusach bracha is ala aretz. That's what Gemara says. Well, how you usually choisim ba baretz? If I change it, I will say a wrong lashon. I'm changing nusach bracha. Why do we end with aretz? That's not the right way to end. What is the bracha? Bracha achrayin. Bracha achrayin has three brachas included in there. The three brachas of Birkas HaMazon. What's the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon? Boy near Yerushalayim. So why don't you end with that? You end with ala aretz. Everyone understands why. Because that's the nusach bracha. So I can't change it. Says more, maybe not. Maybe that's not the reason that you're ending with ala aretz. Says more, now says kebirkas bralim. Maybe because you treat it like the bracha that the workers do. The tanya paralim shayu oisim melochim balabais. The workers that are working with balabais. Harein vokim bracha rishayno. They say bracha rishayno. The koilim shu shalayim bishalaretz. They include the third bracha Birkas HaMazon with the second bracha Birkas HaMazon. They say only one long bracha, second and third together. The choydim b'shalaretz, and the choysim with the second bracha. And the Gemara concludes, if he's paying them with their meal, or he's eating with them. In both cases, they have no problem to wait because the meal is their salary. So they enjoy the meal. And they're not getting money on the side, and the meal is a break. Or the Baal Bais eats with them, that shows that he's willing to take the time to eat. So in both cases, they have a little more time. So they're able to do the entire Birkas Hamazon in the four brachas. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, really, the only reason that Ala Michyo, we end with Al Aretz, is not because that's a Madbeya Bracha, but because treating it the Birkas Poyalim, that when they do second and third, they end with Al Aretz, so I go the same way. That's how the Ma'ara Puldo explains the Gemara. Rab Chaim explains it a little differently. Rab Chaim says it a little more simple, that the Raya is that you see that you could change the Madbeya Brachas. You see that by a Poyalim, you change the Brachas. So it's a year, if I need to change, you could change. It's not a problem to change the Madbeya. Says the Gemara, the Veis, Rav Yanai, Avdin Lokim, Matbea Brocho. They did the Matbea Brocho. What does that mean? Well, it depends on the Mishatim over here in the Mefarshim. According to Ma'ara Puldo, what he's saying is that they didn't change anything in Brocho Mein Shalish. They always kept the same Matbea, and that's why we're not saying the Brocho Achoino on the Adama. You're not changing the Matbea. The Rav Chaim says it is that the Poyalim did change the Matbea when they needed to say Al Haaretz only, and not to mention the boy in Yerushalayim, as the Raya that we mentioned, that you see that things could change. And the Charenim explains that the Pshat is just that he mentioned Atoy V'Ameitiv towards the end. Even the Birkas Hamazon, you have three brachas, then you have a fourth bracha, Atoy V'Ameitiv. Alamich is main shalish, but you do mention the fourth one as well. Kata Atoy V'Ameitiv in Adelechol, you mentioned that. So that's what he meant, Kabbat Be'ad Bracha, that you didn't mask here that fourth bracha. Says the Gemara Da Sabachdad Amud Aleph, Ma'ul Askir Bo Meina Mehoyer. We speak about Alamichio. Should you mention also the day of when comes Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh? Rav Zeir would mention also Meina Me'ayro. If Rav Zeir is careful to do that, we have to be careful as well. This fits very nice according to the Charedim. The Gemara is basically asking, how do I build? What's the structure of the bracha? And the Gemara says, you do add Tov Ameiti, you do also add Meina Me'ayro. According to the other Mefarshim, this is not connected to the previous Gemara, just a separate Indian that do you mention Me'ayro in Alam Mechil. And with this we end Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Samech Gimel.